At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Bird's Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy tea sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.
This episode, we get into Naomi Campbell's career suicide.
We discuss my favourite TikToker's wedding and why it's been so controversial.
And following on from our interview with Mehdi and Mal, we discuss this week's Love Island and all the drama at Casa Amor. Hello, hello, hello. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You've got like a voice. I feel like, oh yeah, I say this all the time.
Yeah, but, sorry. Welcome back to Pop Pop. It is me, Lewis, and Miss International Isla Loba.
Hello, I'm
straight
back
off the flight.
Straight off the flight, straight here, darling.
Gorgeously sun-kissed skin.
Do you think? I've
yeah,
got a tan.
You look like, no, but like, you have a tan, but like, you have that like tan where it's like, you can tell you've actually been in the sun because you're like glowing and oh, you're, like, your skin's thanks. Clear.
Do you know what pissed me off the other day? Someone was like, I just get pissed off so easy, but someone was like, this is so off that I've got like a relationship glow. And I was like, but I was glowing before my relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's such a backhanded compliment.
But then I did see your glow up TikTok when you like stitched an old video and you were like, what the fuck? You stitched recently.
Oh, yeah.
You stitched an old
but that
video,
was like 2 years ago and it was winter and my eyebrows were fucked and I was pale. No, I don't give a fuck about my eyebrows and I've been sun-kissed because I'm getting flued out.
How was your holiday or how was the festival?
Yeah, the festival was great. It was weird. There wasn't a lot of British people. It was just like French. It was like black people basically from all over the world apart from the UK, which was like kind of strange because like we're like, I feel like we're so American like this, but we're like, oh my God, like, you know, there's so many black British people here, but it was... obviously, like, South Africans, there was, like, loads of Germans, like, loads of Belgians, French, Americans, like, Brazilians.
Americans?
Yeah.
I saw that it was, like, a festival, like, I've never been to a festival in a different country before. It was, like, on the beach.
Yes, it was, like, yes, it was on the beach.
Did you wear shoes?
No, well, I had, so the first day, I wore, like, my friend's, like, Yeezy sandals, but then where my bag can, like, come undone, I just put them over my strap.
Right.
Or I put the...
Thread through my strap
because it's impossible to walk. Like as soon as like you finish the festival and then you're walking on hard ground, it's like walking on the fucking moon. You're like, whoa, like it's really weird, like constantly. And you can't run anywhere, like it is a bit jarring at being in the sand, but there wasn't a lot of like sand catastrophe as much as I thought.
That must feel like quite not at peace is the wrong word, but like a moment when everyone's jumping in the sand with no shoes on.
I wish I was sober enough to like even like
take
recognize
it in.
Honestly, I blinked and the whole fucking festival was gone.
I hate when that happens.
I know, it was sad. But yeah, the festival was so good. But yeah, oh, French people like don't have like the same etiquette as us in terms of like...
Oh my God, they get really close to you.
Yeah, really close. And like they push, like... I was going to turn around and then it just kept happening to me. I was like, am I going to fight every bitch in here? And it wasn't every, like, it wasn't even, I don't want to call girls bitches, but bitches, men and women, because the men were pushing as well. They don't give a heck.
It's like that meme when it's like, I'm one drink away from being like, do you have a problem?
Yeah, no, literally. But I was like, I'm too far gone now. Like, if I try to throw hands, like, hands going to go the wrong way. But yeah, what have you been up to, babes?
I went to see Blackpink on Sunday night. Blackpink in your area.
Jeez, don't know anything about them. Oh, they're K-pop.
Yeah, they're
right?
The ones that headline Coachella and everyone was like, whoa, they're crazy.
Why
you're,
are they crazy?
Like, crazily good.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They went viral on TikTok. Like, all the TikToks about Coachella were just, like, their performance.
Because, yeah, I did see that because I was trying to see, like, Coachella stuff and it was just all, like, Blackpink. But I do know that now that there is, like, a whole... For, like, K-pop stars, they have to go through, like, crazy training and shit like that, don't they?
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense to... I mean, how good that they are. Mm. They don't just kind of like come from like X Factor and then like they're like boom, like you are
given
trained.
A little mix.
Yeah.
But they were incredible. They were so good, but they were tired. I was watching them
really?
Being like, you don't want to be here.
Really?
And apparently, I'm a blink, but I'm not like a super blink. Like I don't know like every single inside in and out fact. But like I was reading on Twitter that their manager, I think this Hyde Park BST had been planned for ages. Mm. But apparently their managers just keep adding on more and more tour dates.
Really?
And I think you could just tell that they were just some of them, like Lisa looked like she really wanted to be there, but like Jenny literally looked like
I know Jenny.
She's the one on the Idol.
Yeah.
She looked like she would be rather anywhere else than on that stage.
Really?
What? She warmed up more towards the end, but like the first like 20 minutes, we were like, what the hell? It's not really like their faces.
Yeah.
Their faces didn't correlate to their movements.
Okay, got you.
But they were still absolutely incredible and I loved it and it was so good.
So for people that don't, because I know not a lot about like K-pop at all, like for people that don't know about K-pop, like what makes them so good? Because I know more now because obviously the dance and stuff, but like I know people don't know anything about them.
It's mainly just like their dancing. Like they're so synchronized. They have all their movements like in place. They work so well together. It's just like, obviously anyone can dance, anyone can sing, anyone can rap, not anyone, do you know what I mean? But there's how many people who can do all that? These girls have like trained for years of their lives to know how to like move in synchronization with each other. Like I cannot think maybe other than Beyonce of like a Western group or artist who has that level of performance.
Yeah,
skills.
I was going to say, before. But the thing is with Beyonce, obviously she's got to synchronize with the rest, but if she goes out of sync with everyone else, maybe she's standing on her own, so it's easier. But for those guys, they have to stay all like, how many of them is
there? There's
four.
And they make no mistakes.
Yeah.
Like you cannot, I filmed so many videos in every single video. They are on this beat on every single.
Sounds like a actual sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas like Beyonce, like, I don't, like, in Renaissance tour, she's been like messing up a little bit and like
really?
Having more fun with it. Like she keeps saying the wrong lyrics and stuff, and she'll like start laughing and stuff. Like they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like there was but they were amazing.
Oh, that's amazing. I have to go now just to experience.
Yeah, I think
I feel like the level in like the K-pop world is like insane compared to like the Western.
And it was the nicest concert crowd I
really?
Have been to in my life.
I love that.
No one was shoving. No one was pushing. Like everybody was so like nice and friendly.
That really
and like,
surprises
no
me.
No one was like, because as I said, I'm a Blink fan. I know choruses. I don't know, like there was girls around me who were doing full dance routines.
Whoa,
like,
really?
And everybody was like everybody's phones went up like when it started, and I was like, I said like really quietly to my friend, I was like, guys, let's like live in the moment. And everybody was like around me started laughing, and I was just like, oh my god, like you guys are nice.
Oh, cute. So what is the fan base like? Are they mostly like, are they just like a mix of like black, white?
It was a mixed bag. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
It was just like sort of any sort of concert, really.
Oh, okay.
And it was really sweet. There was actually loads and loads of kids there who had been like taken by their parents, and there was like this little girl who could not, I swear to God, being older than 7, and she was on her dad's shoulders, knew every word in Korean, knew every dance move.
Really?
Every song I would like hit who I was with, and we were like look over and hitting every beat, every single song was like on, and I was like, the actual, like we were saying, like she must just sit at home and watch on repeat on YouTube like Blackpink videos, because you're at that age for your brain capacity to have like all those things in your head. Fuck me, I couldn't even fucking barely speak at 7 years old, never mind like no Korean song lyrics off by heart.
Well, she might be the next
good chick.
She might be starting the Western.
Yeah, but it was great. I recommend a Blackpink concert to everyone.
Okay, cute.
Because you don't even really need to know the words, because like I mean most of them are in Korean, so I didn't really know the words.
Because I've been in my like concert bag this year. I mean, I have been lucky enough to be invited to a lot, but like,
bop.
I do want to, because I'm on a roll now. I'm like, whether or not I'm being invited, like, I do want to just genuinely go.
Yeah,
lots of shit has been happening in Hyde Park. We've had Lana Del Rey as well. Yeah. There's some Take That shit as well.
Yeah,
we had the Take. No.
Take That was British Summertime for like 3 weeks. They like do Hyde Park and like do, so there was Take That and their support acts were Sugar Babes on the Script, and then there was Pink, and hers was like Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, did you see the woman that threw
Brie? Wait, no, then no,
the ashes. Yeah.
But then someone also threw a huge block of Brie at her.
To Pink. Why? Is there some like meaning?
I don't know. I think people are just like taking the. I've seen so many funny Twitter memes though, of really? People just being like, that like blah 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 has just been thrown at Pink. Like,
oh yeah. That's true.
People are funny.
Oh my God, I need to stop doing a fucking baby boy.
Bangy.
My boyfriend does it so
Bangy.
Much. When we were away, like his friend was taking the piss out of him, but he's so defensive, bless him. He's just like, no, but I don't do it. And I'm like, babe, like, wait, you literally say, yummy.
Does he?
Crispies. Foodie. It's so dope.
Wait, so you'll be like eating lunch, you'll be like, that was yummy.
Yeah, he'll be like, yummy. What a nerd.
You babied him.
I know.
Babified him.
So, whether or not you've been on TikTok, you may or may not have seen that beauty TikToker Michaela Noguera has married her fiancé, Cody Hawken. Now, you won't really know who this is. You only know him because of Michaela. Now, Michaela is one of my favourite TikTokers. She does makeup and she's like the one, if you don't know, she done Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
And, yeah, so, like, loads of people do like her. Lewis. Do you like her?
I don't dislike her. I just well, I mean, I don't wear makeup to begin with. I mean, I used to, but like, I don't consume makeup content.
Really, I've always like been so on makeup, like YouTube and TikTok, but I've never like the only expensive makeup I use is just because it's sent to me.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't really like. I don't see her on my For You page. I don't have any interest in her. I don't really. I just don't really care for her, and I'm going to be positive. I'll explain why I'm being positive later on in the episode. So I'm sure many people will say the same about me, and she is a fantastically businesswoman lady.
She is.
She's just not quite on my radar.
Right, fair. Which is why people have been instigating whether or not her wedding was sponsored by Elf, because she did come out with a lip kit earlier. So like all these influencers got invited to this wedding, and everyone was like, do you even know these people? And then people are like defending her, basically saying, well, you know, a lot of people invite their work friends and they would be considered her work colleagues because she's in the makeup industry on TikTok. And people like James Charles, Patrick Starr, Johnny Ross, Chris Olsen, Kelly Rosano and Dylan Mulvaney. Were invited and they all done like their get ready with me's, and people were like, are they getting like sponsored by someone like to do these get ready with me's? Like,
oh, were they all using Elf?
No, well, they all got gifted Elf, but they all got kind of like get ready. It all started the same. Get ready with me to go to Michaela's.
And I feel like that's just a TikTok trend right now.
Right, exactly. So that's why people are like, well, no, but yeah, they all got gifted like Elf. They're all like kind of showing off the Elf products and stuff, and people are saying basically that they think it's like an Elf brand trip. Like the whole wedding was like an Elf brand trip. What do you think?
I mean, first of all, I don't. Who cares if it's sponsored?
I know, that's what
I thought. Fucking business.
I know.
If some brand wants to pay for every single thing of
my wedding,
I am taking that.
No, facts.
Unless it's like I have to like fucking wave like a sex toy up and down the aisle.
Oh,
like,
I'll
like,
do that.
Like a lovehoney.co.uk brand deal.
Oh, it would be me.
No, you would not,
babe. Yes,
you would. You would wear your white wedding dress walking down the aisle, and like instead of a bouquet of flowers, you'd have like a
bouquet of cocks. Yes, I would. If they're paying for like an insane wedding, like exactly what I wanted, if that's the only thing that I've got to do, I'd fucking do it.
I would love a Kim K Kanye wedding. Like, you know, that was it in front of a waterfall?
Oh, yeah.
That is my idea of like where I'd want to get
Can
married.
You explain your dream wedding? Do you want to get married, first of all?
I want to have a celebration, but I don't want to sign any legal documents.
Yeah.
And I don't
we spoke about this already.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the same. No, I'm exactly the same. As time's been going on, I think like this whole like wedding stuff, because it's exciting as well, because I think...
It's lit. It's just a party of all your closest people.
Exactly. But I think because they are so young, Michaela's only 25. I think she just turned... I mean, that's not that young, but like in terms of me being a year younger than her, me being only like a couple years away from that, it feels like a bit like everyone's like, wow, this is like really exciting that you're like really rich now and like you're getting married and X, Y, and Z. But like, it's such an American thing to like sign the documents and then kind of sign your life away. I bet she's gonna do a prenup.
Actually, now I think it is a little cheap taking on like a brand, because it's supposed to be a special day. It's not supposed to be about money. It's not supposed to be about like, so if you're then like promoting like a product for people to buy on your wedding day, it's a bit like side eye.
But do you not think that she probably had like something else like close with like her friends and family? Because maybe they don't really foresee like wedding is that deep, because at the end of the day, like that is literally her job. So from the get-go, she's been speaking about, you know, doing the brand deal, you know, trying to pick her wedding like perfume and like her wedding makeup and da-da-da-da. And she had Chris Appleton and Mario doing her makeup.
I'm sorry. I, having Chris Appleton do your wedding hair, and she went for a low pony.
No, she had her hair out at first.
Oh, at first. Because I just saw one TikTok and like it was a girl being like, why the fuck does she have a low ponytail at her wedding no, after her, Chris Appleton has done your hair?
I think she got that after the...
Get it out her face.
Yeah, that type of vibe.
Right.
And then, but I thought her face was beaten to the gods, I must say.
Mm, did he use Elf in that Get Ready?
For the lip kit, yeah. Oh, they didn't really do a Get Ready With Me. She just sounded kind of like clips.
Oh, she didn't do a Get Ready With Me?
No.
Get ready with me for my wedding!
No, because can you actually deep, like, I do not think for, like, a split second. So everyone says, like, weddings are super, super, like, intense and, like, really all of that shit. Can you actually, like, deep...
So you can put camera on your wedding day. Get ready with me.
Can you imagine? Like, she must have planned those videos, every single sound she'd use. Mm. Like, she would have had a whole social media team, like, doing all of that for her. I think it's insane. And apparently, also, her wedding flowers cost 100K. So there's no chance in this fucking world that... I mean, to be fair, that's probably like a quarter of one of her brand deals.
Really? You think she gets paid that much for one TikTok?
She would honestly get paid about $500,000 for a TikTok.
No.
Yes.
No.
A half to a quarter million. 100%.
I think she'll probably get paid like 100K?
No. There is no chance. Lewis, I'm telling you.
I think.
I am so...
One TikTok.
This girl, she will get like over 100K in like in a brand deal, in a like an ad. The way that she, because she talks about, all she does is she literally reviews makeup like nonstop. Like that is her job. Like, and so she
it's not hard for her to do the brand deal. It's very easy to incorporate but into her content.
But she barely does any brand deals. She doesn't do them. Like I watch her TikToks religiously and she does probably like, I'd say once a month.
I don't have a TikToker who I like go back and watch religiously, and I like go and watch.
Oh, I used to watch her like crazy, but I don't do that so much anymore.
Right. Actually, no, there is one girl that I literally love. She's called Francesca Gilepsy.
She's the one that went to Sophia Richie's wedding that you said that you really liked.
No. Oh. Who went to Sophia Richie's wedding?
She's like some British woman.
Oh, no, that's Amelia Liana. Oh my God, I fucking love Amelia Liana. And if you watch The Apprentice, she dates the son of Linda Plant, who's like the really like strict woman at the interview stage of The Apprentice.
Okay.
And she's just, you know, I don't know if I've already said this on the podcast, but you know when I never understood the sort of like people following people to live vicariously through them, because I it's just my internal hater in me that just I go to jealousy rather than like I'm happy through you.
Yeah, I'm
this is the first person which I'm just like, all her bags and her holidays. Mm. I'm just like, maybe it's with age actually. I've just kind of like accepted the fact that this is never going to be me.
Oh, okay.
So I could
just podcast could go crazy
live
though.
Through her. No, because she's like,
she's
generational
like,
wealth.
Yeah,
like
generational.
You ain't getting that through like a couple brand deals on the side. That's coming from like passed down from generations generations.
Yeah,
it's just like, I've never seen someone who is so old money and quite classy, but also be able to tap into TikTok and trends so well.
Mm-hmm.
Not trends as in fashion trends, but like funny things on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
people
very good
a personality that rich.
Oh, there's another girl who I really like. She is really, really, really posh, and she has a dog called Rhubarb. Fuck, I can't remember her. Tasman. And she just got married and she went on a road trip with her dog and her...
Oh, the Asian. Yes. Yeah.
And she just got married.
Oh, did she actually get married?
Yeah, she got proposed to on the road trip and she had no idea what was happening. And oh my God, it's actually so sweet. The fiancé, flew out all... So they were doing different stops and he had rented a car so he could bring the dog along. So he get the dog to run out with the ring while they were having a picnic. And then at their next city that they stopped at, he had surprised and flown out all their friends for that city stop so they could all celebrate together.
That's so cute. I literally watched a video yesterday of her like packing her wedding baskets and stuff.
Oh my God, yeah, I saw that.
But I have like a crazy, like... I am so obsessed with weddings. Like, I was, like, literally getting goosebumps, like, watching, like, Michaela's stuff. Because I wanted to wait until, like, I was in a good place. I know exactly where I was. I was in Zara in Lisbon when I was, like, watching all her stuff. Because the queue was fucking huge. So I was like, let me just do it now. But, yeah, I have, like, a crazy, like, you know, stack of like all the rings that I, well, it's, my style's quite changed now. I did show my boyfriend the ring that I wanted like the other day and he was like, that is fucking ridiculous.
What, too big?
Yeah, so like I do like random, like, so I'm actually quite shallow when it comes to that stuff, but I just saw some woman, like, she got proposed to and like her, the diamond was like tiny and I'm just like, sorry, I know that's really shallow, yeah, but like, look at my rings like now, like,
yeah,
they're not like,
you've got a lot going
I've
on.
I've got a lot going on. It's just my like style of jewellery, like my bangles are big, like if you propose to me and like it's like a dot on my fucking,
it's gonna get lost.
It's gonna get lost, like it's not gonna make sense. It's not gonna be like, oh my god, she's engaged, you know what
it's
I mean,
fitting with my brand.
It's, yeah, it's not fitting with my aesthetic. Like I want something big, I want something Beyonce.
I want something for the summer.
So yeah, he was like, no, that's actually ridiculous. So, you know, we got a couple years to go until I can.
But what is the point of spending so much on an engagement ring when it's gonna get swapped out for a wedding ring in a year's time?
It doesn't get swapped.
You wear the same ring?
Yeah, you
at
wear
your
them
wedding.
Both.
Oh, you wear them both?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when you get married, you just put your band on.
Oh.
And sometimes what I want though is like, actually no, I kind of find it tacky now, but I used to want like the band that kind of fit around the ring so you can
I don't know. I've done no research into wedding rings.
Oh, I'm crazy with this shit.
There was a little bit of controversy at her wedding though, because she sent out some save the dates as you do for your wedding, and she invited a lot of like her like home friends, her like pre-TikTok fame friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these save the dates went out before she actually got her fame or whether it was just, but the people who were invited on the save the dates were that. And basically, she then didn't follow them up with an invite to the actual wedding. And the girls texted her being like, hey, like, are we still invited? And Michaela read the message and didn't reply.
I'll do the same thing.
First of all, I, at this point in the story, I'm on the girl's side. I'm like, you can at least have the common decency to say that you overcapacitated, or I just genuinely...
Just get the PA to do it, babe.
I genuinely think that you shouldn't send out save the dates unless you are 100% like, I want this person in my wedding in 2 years. I know I'm going to love this person in 2 years. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not, because I'm sorry, how can you go from wanting them at your wedding to 2 years, to within 2 years or 1 year or however long it was, to not even being able to answer their text? That is not right. That's not a general progression of a friendship.
How quickly do you send out like a save the date? Like I would have thought, like, because I'm not being funny, but
a year. So my brother's getting married in a year's time and he just sent out a save the date.
What if you fall, if you fall out then, but like, what if you just stop speaking? Mate, when I get drunk. No, because when I get drunk, I'm like, do you want to come to my wedding, babe?
But yeah, go on. But that's not a save the date. You've written that in the post to send to them. Like, you know, you've asked for their address. Like,
but then again, people, apparently she put the actual address of the wedding on there. So is that not an invite?
So, no. So what she did was on the back, because obviously save the dates are like, get ready, guys. Like, save the date. And if you want
to get your outfit.
She like listed a bunch of hotels which were going to be near the venue that people can stay. The guest who got uninvited then posted all the hotels on her story. That is where it goes to step two.
That is bad mind.
That is like, karma's gonna fucking get you, because that is just pure nasty.
That is mean.
So, babe, I was on your side until then, because I do think you can't take back a save the date. So you should only send a save the date to someone that you definitely want at your wedding.
Yeah,
and
I'm sorry,
she's so rich. She could easily just chuck on an extra table at the end of these friends.
Yeah, but when did she... But apparently, like, someone's come up. I can't remember who it was. It's that guy with, like, the long hair. And I think... I can't remember. I think he does hair or some shit like that. But he was like, all of Michaela's like family was at the wedding. Like, all her friends were there. There was, like, 180 people just at, like, the... bit where she actually walks down the aisle and everything, and like everyone was there, like, so I don't know what he was like, I don't know what everyone's fucking crying about. But maybe they just actually like fell out and like she's just being a bitch.
Yeah,
you know?
maybe we all know there's two sides to every story.
Exactly.
So, but congratulations, Michaela.
Congratulations, babe.
We're back speaking about fucking PLT. For two people who don't even shop at PLT, we speak about them
so
much. We give them so much free PR and free press. So we're going to speak about this quickly, swiftly, and move the fuck on.
Sure.
Naomi Campbell has announced a collaboration with Pretty Little Thing. What the fuck is going on? I'm sorry I keep swearing, but this is genuinely...
This is barbaric.
Like, mind-boggling. And so it's not actually Naomi X PLT. It's Pretty Little Thing designed by Naomi Campbell. I think this will be a loophole to get it out, so Naomi doesn't have to be in any of the promo, any of the campaigns, any of her face doesn't
have to be. Wait, say that again. She's a...
It's Pretty Little Thing designed by Naomi Campbell.
Okay, okay.
So all it has to have is her name on it. She doesn't have to actually be facially associated with it.
I guess that kind of makes sense in terms of her just being like, okay, well, if you want me to do a job, then I'm just going to design it for you.
Well, I don't think...
I doubt she did.
I have intel that... And I'm not going to go into too much detail because this could quite easily be tracked. But if you want her face... it will be an additional fee for her face to be attached to something. But also she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, what do you think her fee is?
I reckon for this, $5 million?
Really? That's it? That is not...
$5 million's a lot, Isla.
$5 million is a lot, but when you're Naomi Campbell, that's fucking nothing.
But at this, she does model still, but like, it's not like she's booking like 20 jobs a season.
Yeah, but there's this thing called shame.
Yeah.
Like, babe, cost of living crisis or what?
Yeah, maybe like $20 million.
Like, for real. That, like, we have to be
a
house in the hills.
She's probably getting $5 million for her, is her usual standard fee, mm-hmm, for like for a high fashion brand. So for PLT, it's probably like $20 million.
Yeah, for real. Because that's actually insane. Like, you are the Naomi Campbell. Like, you are the, like, whether or not you're just walking, like, she has so much on her roster from like people that she's known. Like, she's probably like G's with the Queen, RIP, but like, everything. Like,
the thing that I want to understand from PLT's mindset is, what is the strategy here? Because Naomi Campbell's people who are look up to Naomi Campbell in terms of fashion inspiration, because I mean, first of all, obviously Naomi Campbell is an iconic supermodel. She is like one of the best of all time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people necessarily look up to her in terms of her actual own personal style.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Which then also adds the question to the, well, adding to the point, the people who are looking up to her for personal style aren't PLT's customers or demographic.
Yeah.
So what is the net gain for PLT to book
probably
this
exactly
$20 million
fee? Probably exactly what's going on right now is us just chatting about
it. They ain't
it.
Making $20 million back though from this.
Yeah.
If say the fee is $20 million.
But my next question is, how are PLT in contact or in like the...
Yeah. How did they even get Naomi's contact?
Do you know what I mean? Because, okay, I get like, don't get me wrong, they're millionaires, multi, or probably touching billion. However, for you to be in the same like vernacular and like the same like actual social groups as Naomi Campbell, like you really have to be doing something. And like, I get like, because any, like, there's loads of rich people, but there's loads of rich people that people, I can imagine people like Naomi Campbell are just like, nah, I'm never gonna fuck with you. Do you know what I mean? But for them to be like in the same, they must really be doing something. They must really be in some type of like social group circle or whatnot to, you know, for Naomi Campbell to like consider them.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot of dodgy stuff with that.
That's what I think. There must be something dodgy going on. Conspiracy theorists, where you at?
I just hate this for Naomi.
I know.
Like, babe, you're not this. Look at me. This isn't you.
Yeah. Look at me, babe. This is not you, okay?
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right there, but we will be back to talk about our favorite thing that we speak about on this podcast.
Love Island.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.
Welcome back. Now, as we said, we're in our favourite time of the episode.
Love Island.
So, there's...
Pause. I want to address you fucking people in the TikTok comments. So, first of all, thanks for all the love over on TikTok.
Yeah, we
y'all.
Love it.
We see it. We appreciate it. We love you guys. Apart from, I said, as a flippant comment, none of them can dress this year. God, you would think that I called that... mother bitches.
Yeah.
Because this is not that deep. The way that I was cussed out, okay, I want to take it back actually, and it's very rare that I will admit shame and admit defeat and I will hold my hands up because I'm always convinced I am right. Maybe I jumped the gun. Maybe it's not the worst dressed season of Love Island. Maybe Ella has some good looks. Jess can dress very well for that type of Love Island. I think she's got some quite interesting dresses and dress cutouts and shapes. Mal looked great. They are finely dressed, especially for the caliber of Love Island. They look good. I'm sorry. I take it back. I hold my hands up. I think if I was going to give top best dress, it'd probably be Ella.
But you guys need to remember as well, look at the bloody date that this was posted. Do you know what I mean? Like, this was posted at the beginning. This is when we spoke about that at the beginning. And people were like, Lisa has something negative to say. Like, he literally just said, like, yeah, the people can't dress this season. And then I was the one that went on, thanks for, like, you know, not getting on to me or anything. I'm joking. But, like, I was the one that was cussing the way Tyree. And you were, like, really backing up.
This is the second thing I want to say. We had a lot of comments saying that I always have something bad to say. I can't help that I'm a hater at heart. It is in my DNA.
Like, what's wrong with that?
It is in my DNA to complain, moan, like, just bang on about negative things. Trust me, weather's too warm, I'll complain. Weather too cold, I'll complain. Drive's too long, I'll complain. It's just in my heart to be a hater. I'll never have anything good to say.
And that's why he is where he is.
And that is why I'm here. And it's just in human nature to want to complain.
Hashtag
it's
be kind, okay?
It's British people. Anyway, on to other nudes.
On to other nudes. So let's just start off, get this out of the way. Yeah, Davide and Ekansu have broken up.
Did anyone actually fucking think they were still together?
No.
Like, I saw outrage on Twitter. Anyone with two brain cells can see that they are quite clearly not together. They kiss like someone in a year six school play kiss. Like, it's literally like watching Sims, yeah, and it's like someone on a laptop has like gone like, okay, Ekin, let's kiss Davide now. Like, it's like someone is controlling them. Like,
it is it is crazy because, like, they kind of got what they wanted out of the way. They got their show on ITV. Like, I feel like they were like, they peaked too early, and then, like, it was just like, boom, they've dropped. And now it's just like, what's the point of us being together if we're not, like, really doing too much?
And also, we told you all, like anyone who had anything bad to say about Ekansu, God forbid, you got jumped down your throat.
I know.
We did try and say that, like, it wasn't a real couple.
You guys.
Well, not even us specifically, but, like, people out there were like, Davide cheated. Like, I remember Max Belegde came off like an Ibiza trip with Davide and was like, he asked me to find him like someone to have sex with that night, and all the fans were like, you're fame hungry, you're just trying to use their names.
Okay.
And now look.
Now look, guys.
So watch what you say on the internet, guys, because digital footprint is real.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do find it interesting. I don't personally believe this, but a lot of people were saying, oh, the contract's up. It's been a year. It's a new season of Love Island. They can finally break up.
Oh, I don't believe that they have a contract.
But it is interesting how every year it's always Love Island season. But I also don't know if couples will break up prior and their PR team will be like, hold on till Love Island season.
Because
that's when all the eyes will be back on you.
But that's what I think. That's why I'm kind of surprised that they didn't break up earlier, because they peaked so quick. I'm surprised that they just didn't see, like, I guess maybe their PR was just like, stay together a little bit longer, see if you can kind of squeeze anything out. But I can imagine that they probably peaked so early, they kind of like fell out, and then like they were just holding on for the sake of holding on, like maybe like I feel like they probably broke up like 3-4 months after, and then they were just like kind of hold on, and now it's just like, yeah, there's no point, because literally nothing's coming to you, you're not getting any deals or nothing like that. They got their show out of the way and everything, but yeah, I don't think like any of these people like really like, because at the end of the day I'd be doing the same thing, fucking get the bag and fucking, like, as long as you can keep it cordial as well and it's not like ruining like your mental health or anything, then
yeah.
But when it comes to like the cheating and shit, it's just like, damn.
Right in my face.
But yeah, that's the David and Ekansu chat. Yeah. Done.
There's not really anything to say about it, because it's just like,
I told you so.
Yeah. But in other news of Love Island, Casper Moore is
back. Yes.
What are you thinking about Casper Moore?
I'm thinking Tyreek living vicariously through everyone else is to be expected, because it just doesn't surprise me that before I get into this, can you say about the whole Toby thing?
It has been, and this is allegedly, I'm not getting fucking sued, allegedly, this part isn't allegedly. Tyreek and Toby are best friends outside of the villa. They play football together. They are really good friends. Tyreek's brother just like went on Toby's podcast. Toby is always speaking about it. Allegedly, Tyreek ran Toby's social media when Toby was in the villa. So Tyreek knows exactly everything that like sort of the public care about, everything that the public had to say about Toby, he could watch Toby's journey play out and how it got him to second place and everyone love him, mm-hmm. literally through the eyes of the public by running a social media account. There is not a single doubt in me that Tyreek purposely messed around all before Casa, and then purposely was like, in his head, he was like, I'm going to mess around before Casa, and then I'm going to pretend that like Casa was my awakening moment. And then when Ella comes back, we can like be like, oh my God, we love each other. And then mm-hmm. everyone's going to think it's some great love story.
That makes so much sense.
And unfortunately for you, Ella, you messed it up because Ella's the wrong bitch to fly.
Facts. I think it's such a shame though, because this new guy, Uzi.
No. I think they're really cute.
Uzi is so boring.
I think that she smiles so much. I have never seen her smile once like that with Tyreek.
No.
Tyreek put her through turmoil.
No,
hell.
I honestly think that she is like happy because she's like, fuck, like I've been wanting to go on a date with this guy. But as things, because she's like, yeah, I finally found, you know, someone that it like just wants to be with me. Da, 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 da. But like when I deep like how interesting Tyreek is, I know it took him a while to like get to where like he had to be, but sometimes you just have to have patience with these boys. Like I think that I really like Tyreek. I do. I think they're both gonna cheat, and I'd rather Tyreek cheat on me than fucking Uzi. That's what I got to say. Honestly, at least he'll be like, give me a funny story behind it.
Uzi
will be
like, speaks about Catherine is disgusting.
Wait, who? Tyreek?
Yeah, the way that he was like making her cry. And then he went off being like, oh,
what do you want me to do, Catherine? Come over and tell me.
Like, I was like, whoa, you are a 6 foot bald man. He's not actually bald. He has a very good hairline. Let me give him his credits. Let me give him his tens. I hate to praise men.
I saw Montel spurn on his hairline the other day. But
you're lying.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God. Yeah, online, we should have asked him about that. He'll probably be the next out. We can ask him when he's out.
Fair enough. Yeah. But I think the way
he speaks to women, and I think he views women as lower than... I know this is a swooping statement to say about someone I don't know and I've just watched through TV, but watching the way that he speaks about other women and watching the way he encourages men to treat women, I think he like is a misogynist.
Yeah, fair. I feel like he's a loud misogynist. You just never know with Uzi. He could be.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think you are Uzi, but you might be in it, so.
I'm not trying to get
okay, right, no, but okay, fine, I'll take it back. I just think in terms of him, he's funny. Like, sorry. I think Tyreek's quite funny.
I don't.
But no, he is a dick.
Tyreek's the type of boy that would bully me in school, so that's why I have like an actual like hatred towards like cocky, arrogant alpha males because they were the type who like bullied me.
Talking about Cody though, Cody is the new Casa Amor boy, and so first he got outed for apparently bullying someone when he was in school about being gay.
Yeah,
and then he got outed by his girl. Sorry, I was waiting for something like this to happen. It's not that funny, but it's that kind of peak in it. But basically, he told his girl that like he was going on a work trip and he's in fucking Casa Amor and he's not even pulling anyone. I know he's going to be one of the ones that's getting dumped.
I'm so sorry to that girl that you just described it as. It's not funny, it's kind of peak, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, no. That is so peak. Like, no, I'll be crying if I was her, innit? But it ain't me, so. He just seems like someone that would do that. He does. He seems like a proper, and he's like, yeah, I don't know. He thinks he's nice.
He thinks he's unreal.
And his hair looks like a slime.
But I don't think Jess is gonna pick him.
No, I think he's going home. That's why I think it's peak, because it's like Cody done all of that to just get dumped anyways.
Also, for context, everyone, if you haven't listened to our last episode, we had the gorgeous Mal, and you know what, the gorgeous Mehdi, he's a lot better looking in person, guys, on our podcast, which is why this episode is maybe what we're talking about is a bit out of
time. Yeah, it might
so
be out.
So we haven't watched the recoupling yet. Yeah. We don't know anything that's going on with that. So you can either listen to this and be like, wow, they were right. Or you can listen to this and be like, you fucking idiots. Yeah. Who do you think is going to recouple and who do you think
won't? So I think Catherine's going to... So out of girls, Catherine 100%. I mean, it's not hard for the girls because like all... What's his name again? Elam. I was going to call him Amol. All Elam had to do was literally just cook her breakfast, give her a massage, go for a workout, give her good lips. Like, it's not really this textbook, in it? Like, cast of stuff. So, yeah, I think Catherine. Who else is there?
Whitney, obviously.
Oh, Whitney, yeah, is going to. With what's that guy called again?
Lockham,
yeah. And
I think Ella will. I think Ella will bring back Uzi because it's easy to ask for forgiveness than ask permission. So it's easier for her to bring Uzi back and like beg Tyreek to take her back to, because I watched a clip of India on Aftersun and Maya Jama asked her, she was like, obviously you brought someone back. Like, did you bring someone back because like you were over it with Dami? And she was like, no, I brought someone back because I'm not going to be standing there as the one on my own while he has someone next to her. Like that's like, I would rather bring it back and then grovel for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I think Tyreek's given Ella no sense of security prior to 2 days before Catherine
Moore.
Yeah,
no facts.
I bet you 1,000,000% Ella is giving this such a chance because she sat there thinking, oh my God, Tyreek is totally like flirting with all these girls.
Yeah.
So I think Ella will bring him back.
And especially the girls are saying the same thing as well to her.
Yeah.
So yeah, Catherine, potentially. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's another girl that could recouple.
Jess, Katie, and Leah are the other three.
Oh yeah, Jess, Katie, and Leah. Who is Leah being lips in? No, it's Montel. Oh no, 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 it's Montel that's being lips in.
But no, she's. I think she was like having conversations with like Locken and Uzi, but like. Basically, the boys preferred other girls to her kind of vibe.
Okay,
the boys boys she was into.
Fair.
And I don't think Katie is literally in there to get
the bag. I said
back out there. Like,
yeah, bro, she's in there.
She does not fancy a single person.
No, she probably has a man on the outside.
I think she does. There was rumors that, like, I saw a TikTok comment and they were like, "Why is this girl on Love Island? She's constantly." this girl was like, "Why is she on Love Island? I work at Tesco's and she's constantly in my Tesco's with this man."
Oh, really? But that might be like the one where that someone said that you like.
Oh yeah, true. So let me not spread rumors about Tesco's because I've had some vicious ones spread about me.
And then you think
Ella, Catherine and Whitney.
Okay, cool.
But you're not sure on it.
I'm not sure on Ella. I'm really not sure on Ella, but I think, yeah.
And then on Whitney. The boys' side, obviously Zachariah is going to couple up with Molly, which we'll speak about Molly in a second.
Imagine if he doesn't.
You know, he's gassed. I'm sorry, Zachariah's head right now is like, the public must be in love with you, Molly, for producers to bring you back. Like, you must be the like star girl of the season for them to bring you back. So there's no chance like that I'm even going to look anywhere else now.
Yeah.
So he'll bring back Molly.
I hope Katie goes crazy.
I don't think she will.
I know, neither, but I hope she does. I feel like she will because like it's drama. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Mitch will bring back his new girl, which are actually quite sweet.
So I was not keen on Mitchell because I just found him like a bit, like we all do, but he's great fucking TV. But I am starting to fall in love with Mitch. He's one of those boys that like on his own, he's got nothing else to do apart from be jarring. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So like, he's just like being like a little boy, like just being annoying on TV to me anyways. But now he's got the girl, I'm just like, I really like
Mitch a lot.
And I like the dynamic that he has with the other girl. And I think the girl's really sweet as well.
And she seems like kind of genuine because it was almost like she was not sure about his intentions rather than the other way around. Like you do, which is so rare for a Casa girl because usually the Casa girls are like, oh my God, I love you. Like just trying to get into the villa.
Yeah, for sure. But I found it weird that she was like, like every single girl you try to like couple up with, like what else is
that's the point of the show, babe.
Okay.
And I think Montel might go for Tink. I think Tyreek will convince him to go for
Tink. Is
back
so
Tink.
Pang.
Yeah, she's quite pretty. Like, she's a very pretty girl.
Who do you think is the prettiest out of the castle?
Gabby? The one who sort of looks like Ella, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's very pretty. And she's fucking funny.
Yeah, I just love a Geordie.
Sammy said, you got to get your Grafton boots on. And she goes, oh, but my feet are tired.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I was like, damn, you got game. Like, that would make me laugh.
That's what Whitney would say. Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
I think Sammy will stay with Jess.
Yeah, because his lips. Wait, who else has been on Gabby?
Who is the other person?
Oh, Scott, kind of.
Yeah, but I don't think Scott is not.
Yeah, Scott is.
My poor baby Scott.
Oh,
I'm treating him like he's not a fucking grown adult. Like, he can deal with it. What is the word? Reprimandations?
Reparations.
Something like
I don't know what any of those words mean.
This is whatever that word is for Georgia, Amber Gill, and Shauna.
I'm not that deep in Love Island. Sorry.
Okay. And finally, in the biggest twist of the season so far, Molly Marsh has returned to Love Island.
Dun, dun, dun.
I felt really embarrassed because everybody was like, she's so obviously coming back. She's so obviously coming back. And I was like,
yeah, you said from the get-go.
I was like, you thickos, like, she's not coming back. Like, ITV would be so dumb to bring her back because they're already getting rumors that she's like a production plant and that her mum works on the show. So, like,
her mum being a producer, but her mum
works on Emmerdale.
Her mum's an actress on Emmerdale. That is so funny.
And I was like, so like hell bent on that she wasn't coming back. And then she got landed. She landed in the UK, and I was like, "Ha!" I was like, "I proved you were wrong, like you idiots." And then she came back on the show, and I was just like, "Ha!" I was like, "Now I'm the one in the wrong."
Oh, damn.
What do you think of this twist? Do you think it's right that she came back?
I just, in terms of her being able to see like other people on the outside, I just don't really think so. Like, I think it's a bit unfair, but everyone was like cussing the way that she was walking in. I was like, this girl looks like a bad bitch. Like,
she the tits are jiggling. Molly is a bad bitch.
She is a bad bitch. Like, but I'm just pissed off because, like, could you not have done it? Could you not have let her, like, do the dance, the heart rate challenge? Like, I wanted to see her shake ass.
She should have come back in the heart rate challenge.
Oh, yes.
But in my personal opinion, I don't think it is fair. And I also don't think that it is needed. Mm. Because I think what this has now done is, like, sort of like you're reminded that this season has been so good because everybody's been arguing, everybody's constantly going, you kind of forget it's a TV show and like that are producers there and all that stuff. Molly going was such a good twist and the dynamic moved on.
Yeah.
We moved on from that. Bringing her back is just like, so what was the point of this last week? Well, bringing her back is just like, oh, the producers are here. Oh, the producers are actually meddling with the season. Oh, wait, this show isn't actually as good as it is because the production are just like choosing what they're doing. And I just don't think Molly and Zach had a strong enough storyline or connection or, quite frankly, really had anything to resolve to warrant this twist and to warrant Molly being the first Love Islander in history to just be brought back. If it was Ella who had been dumped, I would have been like, yeah, bring her back.
Well, I was saying, I honestly thought like Mehdi, if anyone should be brought back, it should be Mehdi now. Yeah. Because I feel like Mehdi and Whitney brought like a dynamic of actual realness to a relationship. Like, you know, having ups and downs, like not ups and downs in cheating ways, but, you know, like having like their tiffs and then coming back together. And like, they got to a point where they were actually starting to understand each other and like really like each other. And I think they just got to the point where people were starting to see why on the outside as well.
Yeah.
But then Mehdi just had to leave and everyone was fucking hating on him.
Yeah, I'm not, and the thing is now, Molly, Zach's obviously going to bring back Molly. They're obviously just going to slide to the end and probably come in like third place or something. Mm. And it's just boring. It's just like, if you wanted to bring her back, just keep her in. Don't bother about the dumping.
Who do you think's going to win then?
I don't think there's a winner right now, clearly.
Oh, okay.
I think there's options that could win. But as of right now, I don't think there's a strong enough sort of indication for me to guess.
Okay. And because I'm with Jill or Gil won
with someone who hadn't even come in yet point in the show.
Right, fair.
Like someone could come in. I think if I was to guess how things are gonna play out, Jess and Sammy could win. I think they've got that sort of like, they appeal to every sort of audience. Like the mums like Jess. Sort of appeal to everyone enough.
I feel like if Jess and Sammy were to win, like Sammy would
be so gassed.
Sammy is not like, it would be all kind of fake. Like, I don't think Sammy likes Jess.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's said multiple times that he does not find her attractive.
I feel bad, but it just seems like something so like, I don't know why I like resonate with it. Not for me personally, but I see that it's so real.
Watching
it happen. Like, and I feel like because for Jess, Sammy is so textbook her. Like, he's like got the, you know, the curtain hair and he's really tall. And like, apparently, so obviously we just met Mehdi and stuff. And like, Mehdi's like really tall, like really handsome and everything. And like, Sammy is like 6'4". So he's like maybe 3 inches taller than Mehdi.
Is huge.
So like Sammy is a tall geezer. Like, this guy is really, really tall.
And he's got the chat as well.
Yeah, he's got the chat. But I feel like Sammy's definitely going to the end.
Yeah, I think Sammy and Jess really could actually win. I don't really particularly want them to win, but
who's your top three boys and girls?
In terms of every single person on the
every
show?
Every single.
Top three girls.
Oh wait, no. Not that I've been on the show, just like on the show.
Yeah, currently. Oh, okay. Top three girls are obviously Whitney, Ella and Catherine.
Okay.
My girls, like they're the only three that have consistently provided entertainment and have. I mean, Catherine's startly slightly to piss me off, but what I will say with how she acted with Scott, because I wanted Scott and Catherine were my favorite couple, so I was like really upset that Catherine.
So you're sad that she's with Elon.
Yeah, but I understand that Scott is a bit of more like a quieter and an introvert, and the Casa guy puts it on way more, which Catherine has said that she finds attractive. Catherine says she finds that sort of like, so I get it. I do get it with Catherine, but I just hope that Catherine and Scott can work it out once she's back.
Oh, so you really want them? You're shipping
really
them.
My favorite three boys are probably Scott, Mitchell, and
really Mitch,
Scott, Mitch, and probably Uzi. I know he's not even in the Properly Villa, but
What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't like Tyreek. I don't like Sammy. I don't like Zach. And who is even the fourth boy? Montel. I do not like Montel.
Why don't you like Montel?
Boring as sin.
Oh, fair.
And also, you're 25 years old. Tyreek is not like... there's nothing more attractive than, as people say, dating someone and finding out they're not the leader of the group. Montel is like bottom of like a boys group. Like he sure. actively is like, I don't want to kiss her, and still went and kissed Tink because Tyreek made her. Who's your top three?
My top three would be... Yeah, the same girls, mm-hmm. for sure. And then for boys, it would be... I don't know. I really like Sammy.
Yeah, in terms of just being funny.
Like
how he speaks to Jess. To be honest, all fucking cunts. Like you can't pick a top three boy.
But I don't know, like, because the thing is with Jess, like, I just think like she's just kind of lingering there, hoping for something to happen. And like Sammy wants something to happen, but at the same time, it's like he's trying to stay in there and X, Y, Z. But yeah, I don't know. I really like Sammy because I really like the dynamic that him and Whitney had when they were cooking. Like, I think he's just a funny little puppy. And then I guess kind of like. I know I just screamed at you for Mitch, but like now I kind of like him. He is good fucking TV. Like, can't complain, you know.
And Scott, what's the third one?
Oh yeah, I guess so. Scott, yeah.
My Scott. Yeah. Scott would be the person I'd go for in the villa. Thank you so much for joining us for another week of Pop Up. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Up account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Up Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this week's episode. What are your thoughts on Love Island? Come and drop us a DM or a comment.
Let us know.
And make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.